Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
I now want to go to London and speak with our very, very good friend, stockbroker, investor, and certainly raconteur when it comes to financial markets, David Buick from Panmure Gordon, and, of course, the market reaction to these terrible events in Paris over the weekend. And, David, good morning to you in what is not normally the happy circumstances that we talk. It really is a tough time for the markets, but they appear to be relatively resilient from what I'm seeing this morning.
Ross, top of the morning to you. Yes, obviously you can imagine the mood right across Europe, well, right across the world, is pretty somber. But this was never going to be a repetition of what happened on the 11th of September 2001, because your listeners will recall that then it was 9:15 in the morning in the United States. It was the first terrorist attack of its type, and no one knew whether there was going to be more from whence that came after the two went into the North and South Tower of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Since then, of course, we've had a number of issues to deal with. There was the London bombing, where I think at one point the FTSE came down 5%. I should have mentioned that the Dow came down 7.1% on that day, the 11th of September. The FTSE came down 5%, but recovered virtually everything by the following day. And then, of course, we've had the Iraq war to deal with. We've had the financial crisis. So the attitude to the appalling atrocities on Friday is, frankly, we've had the weekend to regain some poise and to put things into perspective. And I think what we are leaning it out, I mean, as I speak, I think the CAC is down about 1%. That's the CAC 40. And the FTSE is not doing too badly at all. It's down about 18 points. And basically, stock markets globally are not in very good shape anyway at the moment. We think we've probably been down 0.5% this morning anyway, based on the fact that we're waiting for higher interest rates. Oil keeps falling in price. Commodities are in a dire state. I don't have to tell you that where you are in Australia.
Oh, no doubt. Yes, you've got BHP shares at 10-year lows at the moment. I mean, that's one of the real issues that's taking place.
That's right. And then, of course, we've got growth issues not only in emerging markets, but it's starting to wilt elsewhere as well. We saw Japan this morning back into recession. I suspect this action, these atrocities on Friday, could send Paris or France back into recession in the first quarter of 2016. Mm-hmm. So there are enough, how can I put it, financial and economic demons out there anyway, Ross. And frankly, the situation has not been exacerbated.
The real worry there in Europe right now, David, is the European Central Bank is having to use quantitative easing because the interest rates are already so low. So effectively printing money to buy back bonds and so forth to try and pump more money into that European economy. If suddenly France takes fright, and given the fact that around 10% or just under 10% of France's GDP is contributed by the tourism industry, and about 30% of that comes from international tourists. So, I mean, it really could be quite a wedge that comes off if people do take fright over these attacks and effectively stop coming to Paris for a period of time.
Well, you always have been a pretty astute fellow, and that's absolutely right, because this morning the first share to move dramatically, which has had a terrific run in recent months, was EasyJet, because there is now the perception that people are getting very, very concerned. We had that terrible strike in Tunisia in the summer, and then, of course, now the German plane that came and plowed into it, that wasn't terrorism, but people are now becoming very, very upset in what happened in the Sinai Desert as well with the Russian aircraft. And this really crystallized the situation. I suspect that we'll find Ryanair, which is our another low carrier, budget carrier airlines, coming down in value as well. Tourism is a very big thing for you, for France. And that's why I say there's every chance it could head back into recession.
Well, I'll tell you what, the interesting part about this is then what happens. The response from the European Central Bank is likely to be to try and accelerate the money printing. It ploughs those countries further into debt, but ultimately at some point trying to pump up those economies might be the only option that they have got in the face of what clearly is some serious economic headwinds right now.
That's right. I mean, the problem with with quantitative easing is that in terms of temporary relief, it's done a fantastic job in North America, a very good job in the United Kingdom. Unfortunately, the European Union, until Mario Draghi became president of the ECB, wanted none of it, and they've been very late on the scene. What we don't know is the cost of exit. And, you know, as you pointed out, that's all very well, but it may be best to stimulate the economy than allow too much of this quantitative easing to come in there, because we still can't answer the question of how damaging it's going to be to the world's economy when suddenly the taps are turned off.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting. We'll find that out very shortly, I suspect, in the United States in response to the eventual increase in interest rates, which could come as early as December. David Buick, good friend of this program, good friend of mine as well, I've got to tell you. Great old lunching partner of mine when I was living in London, from Panmure Gordon. And David, always great to have a chat to you on the program.
You too, Ross. God bless you. Take care.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.